October is here, and it's time for fear.
Goblins, ghosts, and ghouls. They'll scare you till you drool.
It's Freaky Friday with Elizabeth and Radar.
Heather, have you had a run-in with the paranormal?
Yeah, actually, all the time.
What do you mean, all the time?
What are you talking about?
Are you a medium? Yeah, do you see ghosts all the time? You see dead people?
Well, I grew up in a haunted house, but I kind of always had energy around me or a feeling. I kind of consider myself an empath, but growing up, we lived in my great-grandma's old farmhouse.
Of course it's an old farmhouse.
Always the old farmhouse.
So I had the only bedroom upstairs next to the attic, of course, the old radiators, everything going on. My sister was she's 6 years younger than me, so she used to come up the stairs all the time to come hang out with me. And one night I heard her coming up the stairs, thump, 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 and I'm yelling out for her, and she doesn't answer. So I sit up in bed, and I'm like, hey, what's going on? And then I see a girl with no face and big curls and a pink dress, and she waved at me and walked through the wall.
No!
Stop it!
Way!
No way!
No way!
Yeah, yeah. So I screamed bloody murder. My mom ran upstairs.
Oh, my God! And she has no face?
No face.
And what city was this house in?
Oak Creek.
It's always south of Milwaukee, man.
What is with the south side?
Racine, Kenosha, Oak Creek.
Wow, thank you for that. Yep. That really made the hair on your back of your neck stand up, man. Ooh, boy, got the chills on that one.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's just one of the experiences. I mean, my sister, she had the shower turn all the way on hot and burn her. We used to have candles going in and out.
Well, I mean, the water thing, that's just an old farmhouse.
Yeah, it's an old, right. The plumbing, you can explain that. Thank you so much
Heather,
for the scare this morning.
That's so crazy. Thanks for calling in, though. We wanted a little scare.
Absolutely. Shout out to Sioux Pit. We are the Southeast Wisconsin Paranormal Investigation Team. So we'll be out in Round Lake tonight doing an investigation at the library. So
thank you so much for the scare this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Heather.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Anna.
Yes.
Okay, Anna, you got a story?
Yes, I do. I'm going to take you on a journey back to 1979. My parents were involved in local theater in Kenosha. And
we were just saying, Anna, it's always south of Milwaukee, now Kenosha. Yep.
And it's really freaky because, it's right off the lake. It's a 1892 old girls' boarding school.
Of course it is.
Yeah. And my very adventurous sister, who's 18 months older than I, decided as we were down there, we were going to go through the school to check things out while my parents were in practice for the play.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Through the school, and the school looked like it had just closed, and it closed in 1974.
This reminds me of being at St. Mary's, when St. Mary's by the Cousins Center, when it was the Cousins Center existed.
Oh, yes.
So we're walking in the room, and there's this laboratory, and there's still the glass beakers and everything there, and all of a sudden, the door shut behind us.
No, it did not.
Oh, what?
And she's like, let's go check it out. And I'm the big chicken, and I'm like, heck no, but we did. And then we went in all these different rooms, and there's a story that if you stand between the chapel and this other building, you can hear a nun screaming that another nun pushed her down the stairwell.
Whoa.
Okay, so did you check that out?
Of course we did. Oh. And to this day, we still say we heard that nun screaming, but,
But that door closing, man, that is something.
Look, your sister is the kind of person that you don't want to play the Ouija board with. Because all of a sudden, the Ouija board's going to be elevated, it's moving around. I don't know what's happening,
guys. She's
going to
be elevated, moving around, spinning around on the ceiling.
Absolutely.
Whoa.
Oh, God.
I did not get that adventure.